The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are ready to rock for our holiday warm-up show. We've got a great show today. We've got hashtag Give Miami Day. So we're going to talk to Larry Zinn about Warren Henry and the community. I'm sure he's got a couple of things he's going to myth bust on year-end deals and such. So we're going to make sure you can get a good deal with Larry, and also to make sure that you help him out with his Wounded Warrior campaigns, and probably talk a little red cap with him too. Then we're going to have DUI defense expert, like we do every year, Jonathan Bletcher. Man, if you got a DUI, you got to hear what this guy's got to say. Second half of this show, my main man, Bruce Turkell. We're just going to have fun talking about how to build and build on your personal brand. At this point in the show, I typically say, AC, take it away.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity, you know the roof on fire. We go boogie, hoogie, hoogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell them, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell them, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
All right, everybody, and make sure you stick with me because I got Larry Zinn Fireball on next. And you know what? When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage.
Walk this way.
That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, even get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years, and now they've got Red Cap. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry!
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, everybody, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Hey, they treat me, and I know I'm not a world-class athlete. But renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
It's better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
This This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with Larry Zinn. You know him as the general manager of Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. I know him as the youngest of the South Florida Business Journal's 40 Under 40. Larry, welcome back. Where's Larry?
It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. Hey, Larry. Now, listen, before we get going, today is Give Miami Day. I want you to start off by talking about the event you have every year. I love this event. High five to Floyd for helping you with it. Cars, Cause, and Charity to benefit the Wounded Warriors. High five to you and your team, Larry.
And actually, this year we're doing a toy drive as well. So for Toys for Tots. On December 14th at the Hard Rock, we're going to have a huge car show. We're talking well over 250 cars. Exotics, you name it, they're all going to be out there.
You're going to have your big yellow car there, Larry? You're going to have that big yellow truck there?
You know it, of course.
I love that thing.
So, yeah, we're going to have everybody who comes, as far as the participants, have to bring at least $60 worth of toys. A lot of people are choosing to bring more, which is really great.
I would hope.
And, I mean, this is a really exciting event. This is one of my favorite things that we do every year. Not only do we get to support the Wounded Warriors, but we also get to support Toys for Tots now.
Well,
so everyone can have a great holiday.
It sounds really good, and I know that you and your whole team are very involved in the community. You do events all year long. I know Floyd helps you with those. High five to Floyd for doing the events. Now, Larry, I want to switch gears for a minute. And I want to talk about service and transportation. You know, it really stinks living down here in South Florida when I got my beautiful car. I throw it on sport. I get on the highway. It looks like it's clean and green. And then suddenly, it stops. And we got traffic. And a lot of times, I got to do something like maybe have my car serviced. So I called my favorite person at your store, other than you and other than Frank and other than Ismet, May. And May goes, hey, Jim, you don't have to come. And you tell them what happens, Larry. I don't have to come up there anymore.
No, well, we partnered up with Red Cap, so actually we're doing pickup and drop-off service for all of our customers when they bring their cars in. So really, you don't even have to come to the store. We'll come. We'll drop a loaner off at your house or your office, pick your car up and bring it in, and then when it's finished, we'll bring it back to you.
That's not even customer service, Larry. That's like customer pandering. I mean, that was just great. I didn't have to do a thing. May calls up. She goes, you know, by the way, you need such and such. I go, for you, anything. And the car comes back. It's clean as a whistle. And I got to tell you, she did whatever. It handles even better than before. So now I can really drive my Infiniti. And yes, I'll admit it, I drive it on sport. Because, Larry, after all, what's gas really for?
I mean, you got to have a good time, Jim. I mean, it's not going to be around forever that we're going to be able to do these things. One day you're going to be sitting in a car, it's going to be driving by itself, and you're not going to have any fun. So you might as well have fun now.
Hey, that's what closed race courses are going to be for in the future, Larry.
Exactly.
And I can't wait. You know, we'll go up there. We'll go up to with Deser. We'll get Deser. We'll go up to his place up in Palm Beach, and we'll have a great time. Now, Larry, I want to talk a little bit about what goes on at the end every year. You know, I always thought it was the best time to get a car deal. Now it seems like it's that time year round. What's going on at the end of the year?
Well, typically at the end of the year, December in particular, every manufacturer has tons of advertising going on. Beyond that, there typically are some of the best deals of the year at the end of December, really, but at the end of December, especially because everybody is, you know, trying to do whatever they can to put whatever car they can on the road.
Well, that's great.
Manufacturers, they clear out the ports. They send everybody tons of inventory. Everybody wants to move it. It's a great time to buy a car. It really is.
Now, let me ask you this, because a lot of times you have, I'll just say it this way, sticky inventory over at your Range Rover Land Rover store. How about the product there? Are you deep in the product over there, too?
No. We're very fortunate that, the day supply of vehicles has been very consistent.
Great.
And the demand for the vehicles is still high. So it's not as though, you know, we're backlogged with inventory and we don't know what to do with it. You know, we're fortunate that people want these cars and they're coming in and taking them.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad you said that there weren't a lot on the lot, because I know that she's already texted me. You know who wants one of those, Larry.
I know. Okay. Vivian wants a Rover.
Okay, well, I think that this time, for being such a good girl with all her kidney transplant stuff and everything, I've got to give her what she wants.
I would agree. I mean, I don't know if I was supposed to do that on live radio, but...
It's okay. You know. It's a good year, Larry, and I got a bunch of great sponsors on my show, Larry, so I'm sure I'll be able to do this. You know, I've really been looking forward. She's wanted that car, I'll have to call it what it is, that vehicle, for a long, long time. Now, Larry, I saw on Facebook that you're looking for a few good men and women. Could you tell me a little bit about that, please?
Well, yeah. You know, we as a company like to do things a little bit differently in regards to hiring. I know we've talked about it before, but typically we look from outside the industry when we're bringing in new hires. We like to promote from within and, you know, everybody who is in our culture to be part of our company culture and to learn things what we believe is the right way. So, right now we are looking for all sorts of different positions throughout the dealership. You can see it on our website. As far as what we're looking for, or even on social media, we've been advertising that as well.
Yeah, and this is one of the, I don't want to say one of the few, but this is certainly a great way for somebody. They don't have to have a college degree. They just have a clean record. They got to get through you and Ismin, I guess, and the rest of the HR people. But a person can earn six figures. You've got benefits. This is a great thing.
It really is. It's a great career. You know, it's a place where we've had a lot of people have some really great opportunities and really grow with us for a long time. And, you know, I know there's a nasty stigma against the people in the auto industry, but it's a great profession. Listen, I know that's firsthand for you as well, because I believe your mother was in that.
That is correct. You served it right up to me. I'm going to hit it out of the park. My mom, for 20 years, was in the auto sales business. She did go back and become a social worker, because everybody knows that I need to have an in-house person to give me my head examined every once in a while. But she was terrific, and she worked her butt off. You have to be there all the time, but it's great camaraderie, great group of folks. Larry, is that you or is that D? Is that us? That's Larry. Larry,
that's
you got
it.
Okay, all right, it's all right. You got to do business. You got to do business, Larry. Thank you, D. That was us. Now, Larry, we only got a couple more minutes left. So if people want to find you, people want to get in touch with you, we've got 3 minutes left, so we're going to talk a little Dolphins after this. But go slow, because we do have Jets fans that listen to this show, Larry. Tell people how to find you.
Well, you can find us on our website at www.warrenhenryauto.com. On all the social media sites, our username is Warren Henry Auto. And you can call us at 305-690-6006.
Now, Larry, it was great seeing you at the Miami Heat game. High five to you and your buddy. Your buddy, does he work at Warren Henry also?
He does. He's our pre-owned manager.
He was a very good guy. He seemed to have some kind of personality. It's good somebody there does. Now, Larry, what do you think about Hassan Whiteside, and are they going to build the team around him or what?
Well, I hope we can afford to keep him. That's the biggest thing that I worry about. I mean, I know we have him, but can we offer him the money that this guy is going to command? He's a monster.
Well, he is a monster. We were there for his second triple-double, which I swear, I blinked my eyes and it just happened. I think we'll be able to keep him. But another question I have for you, Larry, and this is what I'm going to talk to you about when I see you on Sunday in the suites. What about the Dolphins? What do you see coming down the pike? Because I know that Steve Ross wants a winner. You think we're going to see one soon?
You know, Jim, it's been my entire lifetime.
Oh, God, make me feel old.
As much as I try to stay positive about the Dolphins, they just never seem to, you know, really follow through on the hype.
Well, you know, Larry, it may be that it's just a organizational and business problem, and you know where I'm going with that. I'm going back to your place, Larry, because for 35, almost 40 years, your grandfather, your father, and now you, and I'm just going to say it because you can't, have run the best auto dealership franchises in the city. Great, great service, great professions, great jobs. Larry, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for being a sponsor. But more than that, I'm going to go back to what we talked about at the beginning. Thank you for the charitable approach that you and your team bring to Miami. Again, one last plug for Cars, Cause, Charity, and Toys for Tots.
All right, Cars Cause Charity, December 14th at the Hard Rock. Please come, one, come all, enjoy with us.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there for sure. And Larry, Toys for Tots?
Toys for Tots and Wounded Warriors.
Oh, that's great. Listen, Larry, we only had a short break today. I need you back before Christmas. You've got to come back soon. I've got you penciled in for just a couple of weeks. You promise to be there for me?
Of course, Jim. I never miss it.
Oh, you're the best. Larry, high five to you, your whole team. There's, I'm sure, all kinds of year-end and Thanksgiving specials. Again, if you want to find them, Larry, where the heck are you?
We're on at 20800 Northwest 2nd Avenue. Look for us at warrenhenryauto.com. You can reach us through there, phone numbers, email, everything. We'll be there for you.
I always ask the hard questions at the end, Larry. You're the best. Thanks for being on the show, and thanks for being part of our family here at Freedom Business.
Thank you, Jim. Have a great night.
You too. All right. We'll be back after this. We're going to have DUI expert Jonathan Bletcher. If you ever get in your car, and by the way, you don't have to be driving drunk to be pulled over. We'll talk about that and other DUI stuff back after this. Maybe walking on sunshine, but if you're in your car, well, you got to go to Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. You know, that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, even a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years, and now, Red Cap too. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry!
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Are you ready to join the future of real estate investing today? Well, if you are, the pros at Early Shares are ready to help you. If you're looking to find real estate deals that have been vetted by experts, Early Shares is what you have been looking for. You have web-based access to a number of real estate transactions. You can review them at your leisure. You can talk about them with your friends. You can decide to invest. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where SocialMedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMedia305.com is a social relations company.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are with DUI defense guru, I promoted you, JB, DUI defense guru Jonathan Bletcher. Every year before the holidays, we have JB on because no matter what, there's always somebody that's going to have a problem after a holiday party. JB, What's up?
Jim, thank you very much for having me. This is my third annual DUI extravaganza here with Jim Fried, Fried on Business. Let me just give you a couple of stats about DUI. There's been 61,000 DUIs in Florida last year, 1.3 million total in the U.S., and 25% of people that get arrested for DUI in this country are between 21 and 25 years of age.
Sounds to me like somebody's getting ready to ruin their life.
Well, you know, there's so many unintended consequences that happen after a DUI arrest. And with police having saturation patrols, checkpoints, roving patrols, it's so easy for police officers to spot DUIs. But, you know, there's so many unintended consequences that happen after a DUI arrest. It's not just being tossed in the back of a police car, which is a very sobering experience.
Ha ha.
Being taken down to jail, having to post a bond, having to hire a lawyer. After a DUI conviction, which is going to cost you anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 with attorney's fees and court costs, you've got increased insurance, stigma, permanent conviction on your criminal record, could have problem with job, immigration, all sorts of unintended consequences beyond just spending that night in jail.
It sounds to me like even if you don't kill somebody, you're going to have some problems.
Well, you know, Jim, I'm a driver just like you are, and I'm out there, and I don't want anyone to drive drunk. And I don't want anyone out there, any of your listeners, to think that just because I defend people charged with vehicular-related crimes, DUI, that I advocate drunk driving. Just the opposite. You know, I have a 23-year-old son, and I make very certain that he's aware and that all of his friends are aware of the consequences of DUI. And that's why Uber is such an important thing these days, because it gives people an alternative, certainly during the holiday season, but all year round, an alternative to drunk driving.
Are you listening to this, sports figures? I'll just blanket them and other people in the public eye. You don't have to embarrass yourself, and you don't have to kill somebody. And JB, when I'm riding on the road, many times I can tell who's driving, I'll just say it this way, impaired.
Well, I think most people that are driving in Dade County can see that. But, you know, with the awful drivers that we have in Miami-Dade County, you can't really tell the difference between someone that's impaired by alcohol or someone that's texting. And you'll also find statistically that more accidents are caused by people in distracted driving incidents, people that are texting, people that are eating, people doing all kinds of other things in their car beyond drunk driving.
So they can get tickets too? Thank God, especially the lady doing her makeup, talking on the phone, texting at the same time in front of me?
Or the guy putting on his makeup in the car. It could be just about anybody. And now, texting while driving is a violation that a police officer can stop you for immediately. It used to be something that was a secondary offense, and now if a police officer sees you texting while driving, he can actually stop you.
Wow, I can't wait. I wish they would just stop there, stand there on the road and go, you. But, you know, it's just incredible. So if somebody gets caught and what should they do, JB? You're sitting in the car and suddenly the thing goes off in back of you. What do you do?
Well, the first thing you're going to do is start perspiring.
Yeah.
The second thing you're going to do is pull over as slowly and as calmly as possible without making any sudden movements. Try to slow your vehicle down. Have your documents ready, because when that police officer comes up to your window, let's say it's 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, that police officer's suspicion and spidey sense are going to be that much higher. He's going to be looking for signs of impairment because he figures that, well, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. If you're driving around on South Beach at 2 o'clock in the morning, there's a pretty good chance that you've had something to drink. So you don't want to give the officer anything that he's going to be able to hang his hat on. You remember, DUI at this point, when you're being pulled over, is a crime of suspicion of DUI. He doesn't have any physical evidence against you yet, so you don't want to do anything that's going to incite him or give him more evidence against you. Simply hand him your documents and say as little as possible.
So now I've handed him my documents. I'm not talking. He looks at me. He shines his light in my eye. They always shine your light. Don't they shine their light? The light in your eye?
Well, what they'll do is they'll put their flashlight above your eyes to sort of see what your light reaction is. And there's actually a test that they perform with the eyes called a horizontal gaze nystagmus test. But that's a little technical for your for
well, we'll just
this
say
show.
The flashing light in the eye test.
The flashing light in the eye test. And what they'll do is they'll the officer is going to want to see whether or not you have bloodshot eyes, then the conversations that he has to determine whether or not you have slurred speech, going to get you out of the car, determine if you have unsteady gait, if you're going to hold on to the side of the car, hold on to the car for balance, things like that. So these are the things that a police officer is going to be looking for. Now, if you get pulled over by a cop, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and you've had something to drink. He asks you to get out of the car and says, hey, have you been drinking tonight? There's a 98% chance you're making the ride to the jail that night.
Wow.
So why do anything that's going to help the officer gain evidence against you? It's still at this point just his opinion that you're impaired. Don't make any statements. Don't make any admissions about how much you've had to drink. Don't do any physical sobriety tests on the roadside. These tests are designed for failure. If you're Baryshnikov, you're not going to be able to do these tests properly.
You know, it's amazing to me that they don't have an entire field office of the DUI guys outside the football games, for instance, on a Sunday. The people that sit around me, it's, I mean, I don't want to be on the road with them.
Well, if you remember back many years ago, Rick Sanchez, a local television personality, was coming home from a Miami Dolphin game and got into a motor vehicle accident. It was a Monday night game. I think it was against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oy.
And
was the night they sang Na Na song, and we beat them anyway. That was a great game.
Well, it was a great game, but not a great night for Mr. Sanchez. I ended up representing Rick.
Ooh.
And he definitely had some problems that evening.
So, you know, we've only got a couple minutes left, JB. Let's go down the checklist that you want to make sure people know. Everybody, get your pens out. You too, Jets fans, listen closely. JB, you're on.
A checklist about what to do when you get stopped for DUI or what the consequences are going to be or
what you think people should know.
Well,
what's on the back of your business card?
What's on the back of my business card is... don't answer any questions. You have the right to remain silent. Tell the officer that you want to talk to your lawyer. You're not going to take any physical sobriety test. You're not going to take any breath test. You know, and I just want to point out one other thing about technology. They even have laser beams that can detect alcohol vapor inside your car. Yes, Jim, I said vapor. And what they do is they will point a laser beam and shoot it through your car to determine whether or not there is alcohol vapor being emitted inside your car.
No way. So, like, this is open container even could get you on that.
It's open breath. If you just belch alcohol,
you're in deep doo-doo?
It's potentially a big problem. And, you know, the latest technology is to have videos attached to the ignition interlock devices that are going to be placed in people's cars if they get convicted of multiple DUIs.
Well, we'll have George Orwell on next time you're on the show, JB. If people want to get you, how do they do it?
It can be found on the web at DUIlawdefense.com, DUIlawdefense.com, and that's the best place to find me.
All right. Well, we'll find you here again next year. Here on Freedom Business, Jonathan Bletcher, DUI defense aficionado. Thanks so much for helping us. Stay safe, John. We'll be right back after this with Bruce Turkell talking about branding. All right. That's Jonathan Bletcher, DUI attorney. We're going to have Bruce Turkell on, one of our most most entertaining guests. And we're going to talk right now about Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar are all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years, and now they've got Red Cap too. Join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
You know, as a high-powered executive, I demand the best for my health, and I know you do too. And with a UHealth Executive Physical, that's what you get. From the moment you schedule your appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from your personal concierge. That person's going to guide you through your visit to a customized preventive health care plan that's going to keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, more. So trust UHealth to take care of you so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738 today.
Real estate developers, owners, and operators, are you still raising capital for your deals from friends and family the old-fashioned way? Join the future of real estate finance with the pros at Early Shares. Early Shares provides dealmakers with all of the tools, resources, and guidance they need to raise capital online through real estate crowdfunding, making the financing process more transparent, efficient, and data-driven through technology. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got Brewster Kell. He's loving AC's voice. He's waving. Hey, Bruce.
Doing.
All right. Okay, now we're going to talk the University of Miami. That's the University of Miami Health System. That's UHealth. They bring us the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida, and UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, they're even in Plantation. And what sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to health care. You might have... Well, that was great, Bruce. That was great. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare and to sinus problems. You know, you might have several doctors. You might have several doctors. Well done, Bruce. You broke the whole thing there. Oh, we're going to start again. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You know, you might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, including sinus problems, but do they ever talk to each other to cross-reference your symptoms? My God, Bruce, this is great. And medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. I'm going to get through this, I promise. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. You know, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, yearly ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report this year, 12th year in a row, and the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, you got to just ask these people. You know, you can learn more about UHealth or the UHealth Discovery Series. It's online now at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better each day. You know, they're really doing innovative, interesting things there. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. You know, there's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know. It could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000. I'll do it again for the Jets fans. 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today. Wow. AC. I'm telling you, man, I feel good. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-bum. I knew that I should. Okay, I did that. Okay, we're on with Bruce Turkell, man of a thousand sounds. Welcome to the show, Bruce.
Hello, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. And you know what? I'm not going to yell.
I appreciate it.
Okay, Bruce, I'm calm down. So, Bruce, you know, people have now, we've been on a lot. People are starting to build their personal brand. Maybe it's time for a year-end evaluation and perhaps even a tweak. So, if somebody's looking back at their branding efforts for this year, what are some of the things that they should examine and potentially change?
Well, first of all, remember that a brand, the most important part is all about them. Therefore, what you should examine is how other people are relating to your brand.
Oh, that's why you asked what I heard.
That's why I asked what you heard.
Oh, I love it.
Because what you say about yourself is nice, what you see in the mirror is nice, but what other people are doing and saying demonstrates that your brand work is in fact working.
You know, and that's really cool because I got this love letter out of the blue today from my webmaster, and he said, Jim, you're not going to believe this, but I just checked all of our web stuff and all of our Google Analytics, and he gave me all these numbers, which I really didn't understand, so obviously I asked him if we could have a phone call tomorrow, but he seemed to be happy. So I guess that our branding is working here on the show, which is really cool to me. What should I do?
Well, you're doing it exactly right. What you have to do is think about it, plan it, and build it when nothing is happening so that when things start happening, you're already there. What you don't want to do, in the words of Rahm Emanuel, the former chief of staff and the mayor of Chicago, it's a shame to waste a perfectly good crisis. So you want to be ready when the crisis hits. Now, the crisis doesn't have to be bad, but when you get the opportunity, when the article gets written or your book gets published or you have a new product or something happens, you already want to know what your brand is, who your brand is. I mean, I didn't get to start doing radio on your signal. Originally, I got asked to speak on what I call WNEL, which, you know, stands for No One Ever Listens.
Right.
And you would wonder, why do you go on those shows? And the reason is because I don't want to be on Jim Fried's show my first interview. I want to be on Jim Fried's show my 200th interview.
You're great. Thank
you so much. So I know how to do it.
You do know how to do it.
And it's the same with building your brand. You want to work on your brand when nothing's happening, so when things start happening, you are ready to take advantage of that opportunity. As my dad used to say, when opportunity knocks, you can't say come back later. I'm not ready right now.
Oh, my God. Your dad is great. You got 1,000 of those, and he was terrific. You know, now, Bruce, one thing, and I'm going to just say, since I do real estate, one thing that people don't know about your pop is that he was a number one real estate guy back in the day.
He absolutely was. He built the first condominium in the United States. We have the Miami Herald article. He was called the King of Condos in the very early 60s. He and a guy in California were first building. It was their concept. He was the first one. And then he was the first one to build the first office condominium, which is right on Lejeune Road and US 1, that really cool building up on stilts.
Bruce,
my dad built that too.
Bruce, I need you to like take a photo with that article and like hit me with it on Twitter for like whatever it is, Flashback Friday or whatever. That's just great stuff. I want that in my office. It's a piece of Americana. Now, Bruce, you've got the brand thing going. Anybody who follows you has seen your evolution of your personal brand. I use it as an example for myself. I follow your blog. It's really awesome. Bruce, what are you going to blog about next week?
You know, I haven't written next week's blog yet because so many things are going on right now that are getting my attention. I did write for yesterday's blog, which comes out again on Saturday, about what's going on in the world, how it's depressing us so terribly, and it's the perfectly good invitation to get off your duff and do what you want to do, right?
Yes.
What's holding you back? I mean,
nothing.
People are afraid of real stuff, so why are we not writing the book, going out on the date, getting out of the bad relationship, building our brand? What are we afraid of?
You know, I end every show with that. I'm going to just say it this in case somebody never listened to the end of the show. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to find a way finds that way. Others find an excuse. Now, go out there and make it happen. And that is not the end of the show, AC. But I say that every week, and I mean that. And my mom is the one that gave me that line.
Well, your mom gave you great advice. As FDR said, we have nothing to fear but fear itself.
Yeah.
And spiders, of course. But, I mean, how often do you see spiders?
So, not much. I live in a high-rise, and usually it's like going from building to building with the thing with the ding-to-zing. But, you know, Bruce, so now it's the end of the year. We've done our branding. It was all about them. And this is what I really love. This is what I really love. And it's something I do all the time with your content. I repeat it. I repeat it. I repeat it. And I'm telling you, it gets great traction. You know, I watch all the social media stuff. I watch all the metrics. Other people like you too, Bruce, not just me.
Well, yeah, there are one or two that follow what I say. But you're absolutely right with the repeat, repeat, repeat. We stopped doing it. Hey, I already said it. I already told people. But the truth is, people are not going around this world, believe it or not, 24/7 thinking, I wonder what Jim Fried's doing right this moment. It's all about them. If you want to look at what you've done with your brand at the end of the year and what you're going to do next year, it's very simple. You want to move from company-centric to consumer-centric. You want to stop talking about yourself, your company, your services, your businesses, your business assets. You want to start talking about your customer. Move from company-centric to consumer-centric. If you can do that one little thing, it changes everything.
You know, I was going to say something else, but while you were saying that, I wrote this down, and I think I'm going to start saying this when I put content out there. I think I might start with, I think you might like this.
I think that's a great way to do it. I think this might matter to you. I think this might be a good idea for you. Just ask permission first. Hey, do you mind if I tell you something? Do you mind if I show you something? So that the person you're talking to is open to hearing what you have to say. There's a NLP whole paradigm, neuro-linguistic programming, that talks about that. If you just tell someone, hey, I think you might like this, they may or may not be open-minded to hear what you have to say. But if you say to them first, hey, Jim, you mind if I tell you something? Or, hey, can I make a suggestion? You ask for permission, they open the door, then they're very open to hear what it is you want to tell them.
And most people won't say the word no.
Most people actually want to hear it, and if they don't, they're embarrassed to say no.
Yeah, and actually, I don't mind. I want to work on the 90%. I want to get the, you know, find out the 10% that I'm going to get the 90% of the business from. You know, we've only got a minute left, Bruce, so I'm going to ask you to stay one more segment because I just love talking
because
with you.
Because we like you.
Yes, but I do want to say one thing. I do want to say one thing about the thing about repeat, 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 and it's all about them. I had Khalilah Ali on the show. Remember that, AC?
Oh, yeah.
I made him do that just for you, Bruce. And she was amazing. And she told this story, and she started to go into character. And by the end of the story, she was talking like Muhammad Ali. It was like, I was sitting right there, speaking right there with Muhammad Ali. And so I made her say the story again towards the end of the show because I couldn't imagine that everybody had listened the whole time. I'm not that egocentric. But since I know everybody's going to stick with us on the break because I'm so egocentric, we'll be right back after this with more Bruce Turkell.
Last night online I found this bitch in Harley, a Dynaglide with custom paint and chrome. Hardly used, it gleamed away like manufactured yesterday. Would make a nice addition to our home. Now I know you said before you're not in favor of costly toys and trinkets you can wear, but rides like this are hard to find, and to a travel is so sublime, I bring it up again this time. Just in case you change your mind,
I cleared a spot in the... All right, everybody, don't change your mind and don't change this station. We'll be back with more Bruce Turkell. But if you are seeking to buy or lease a car, you know it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this. That's why they always give their customers more. You like this different way of reading it, AC? You like that? I think he does. You know, when I leased all my Infiniti, I got a bunch of cars from these guys. I knew I was getting the best price each time because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. And you get their fabulous Red Cap service, where they bring the car to you and stuff and pick it up. It's great. So if you buy or lease any new car, any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you too will get the Warren Henry Advantage. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for almost 40 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health why don't you consider asking for a certified commercial investment member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, everybody, it's Give Miami Day, and I want you to go and do that for Lauren's kids. Go to Lauren's Kids. They need your help. Go to Lauren's Kids and Give Miami Day 2015. It's today. You know, there's more than 42 million survivors of sexual abuse in America. One in three girls are sexually abused before the age of 18. One in five boys, including me, has been sexually abused before the age of 18. And one in five children are solicited sexually while on the internet before they're 18. 95% of child sexual abuse can be prevented with education. Go to lawrencekids.org. Find out how to protect your kids and support them and your favorite charities at hashtag Miami Gives Day. I'm out.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and I promised not to yell. You got me all gassed up, AC, and I promised Bruce I wouldn't yell. So, we're going to talk about a building brand, a brand that is building momentum here in Miami. And that brand is Give Miami Day. Now, Give Miami Day came out of the blue a couple of years ago. I gave a whole bunch of charities. This year, I gave more, and now I'm getting inundated because everybody's, you know, I don't want to say abusing me. Everybody's finding me. I guess I said abusing me, but everybody's finding me on their Give Miami website. I must have gotten 100 of these. I've given a whole bunch of times. But Bruce, what are you doing here with these folks? Are you helping them out?
Well, Give Miami Day is run by the Miami Foundation. I'm on the board of the Miami Foundation.
Okay, so cool.
We've been spending, I guess, the last 3 years now putting this program together. Part of the reason why you're getting hit up is not just because of your previous generosity, but because the Miami Foundation has been working with the different charities, the different organizations, to show them how to market themselves. And one of the things they suggest is the benefit of critical mass. So each one of them reaches out to their lists, and then the Give Miami Day gives us both an event and an easy infrastructure for people to give.
Now, Larry is the guy in the back that works for 880 AM. Larry, how come we're not doing more for Give Miami Day? And I'll even give you the hashtag. Larry, we got to do this more next year. Just nod and say we will. He's nodding. And AC, what's he saying?
He says yes.
Okay, great. Larry, Bruce is on the board.
Christina, she's in charge of that stuff.
All right. Well, Larry actually talked on the show. It's taken me 7 years, but you've now done it in something other than a traffic report. Now, Bruce, getting back to building your brand, and I think that this is a great way to do it. Building your brand by giving back.
Well, of course, that's a great way. It's called doing good by doing well, or doing well by doing good. That's it, doing well by doing good. And there's all kinds of cause marketing issues where companies, professionals, tie into something that they care about, something that matters. They get people involved, and how do they get them involved? On an emotional level. And each time we talk about building brands, we talk about hearts, then minds. Make an emotional connection before you make an intellectual connection. Cause-related marketing allows you to do that.
You know, and one of the things that I've been doing is I've been teaching myself to do Facebook marketing, and the post that I've been using is the post where my wife's kidney doctor comes, and I use it to appeal for a kidney donor. I've had a couple of people that have actually offered. One person wanted $80,000, the other only wanted $50,000.
That's not a donor.
That's right. That's a kidney
seller.
I know. We got a kidney. But we also had a whole bunch of people that have at least opted to get tested, and we're creating good organ donor awareness with that. It's important, but my brand is bigger than that. My brand is, I'm not sure. My brand is Jim Freed, I guess, right?
Your brand is what you do for others. What you do for others with the show is you not only entertain them, you give them an hour that they can laugh and listen to your nonsense, but you also give them the tools they need to make their lives better. We're talking about branding. Lauren talks about protecting your children from sexual abuse. You heard the attorney talk about what you should do if you drink and drive. By the way, my recommendation, don't drink and drive.
Right.
And then, but he gave that information.
Push Uber.
I've heard real estate people on here telling you how to invest. So your brand, again, is not about you. It's not company-centric. It's consumer-centric. It's about the listener and how listening to the show entertains them but makes their lives better. You resonate with them by making their lives better. And so when you give to your particular charities, when you work to raise money or to fund kidneys for your wife, or you support Lauren's program and the other programs, what you're doing is you're making people's lives better. It's congruent with who you are and what you do. And that's the key to a strong brand.
Wow, I'm actually taking that in and internalizing that. That's a pretty powerful message you just gave me, Bruce. We've only got 3 minutes.
I'm afraid you're going to cry on the microphone.
I'm not going to cry. I've been spitting on it all day because I've got cotton mouth, but I'm not going to cry. I promise. I won't cry until I get off the air. Bruce, you know, we got a lot of Jets fans listening. You know, how do people find you? You're all over the place. At Bruce Turkell. I love it. I've got at Jim Fried. We're common-minded.
BruceTurkell.com is where you can find my website and my blog. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on LinkedIn. Part of the key to repeat is being out there everywhere, right?
Oh, God, so, are you everywhere? You're the man. You're my mentor. You're the guy that I don't want to – you're my inspiration for all this. That's why I keep having you on, because I want other people to benefit from what you have to say, because branding is all about, oh, my God, I'm going to say it. Finding your essential self. And the guy that was on my show last week, a guy named Ethan Penner, he helped me to rediscover part of my essential self. And that's helping me to project. And what he said about the show was what you just said, is that we project things that help people and that attracts them.
And that's what your authentic truth and your brand is all about. And we've tried to work on this moment by moment on the show, because you ask each time. You knew what it was the whole time. It's like the end of The Wizard of Oz when Dorothy wants to go back home and the good witch says, you had it in you all along. All you had to do was want it. All you had to do was click your heels and say there's no place like home. Now, I don't get why she was such a good witch, because Dorothy had to hang out with all those wackos and then fight the sister and go through the poppy fields and the flying monkeys. However, it's hidden in plain sight. You had it in you all along.
I've only been waiting 7 years for me to tell myself the answer. Bruce, I want to thank you, and I really am crying now. So I want to thank my guest, Bruce Turkell.
Thanks for having me on, Jim.
It's my pleasure. I love you, man. I want to thank Jonathan Bletcher. I love you, too, man. And Larry's in. You know I love you, buddy. Hey, I want to thank Kind Snacks, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, CCIM, Tarek Maddox, U Health, the Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni, Aztec Group, the Miami Marlins, Lauren's Kids, Bruce Turkell, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, U Health. I also want to thank, my gosh, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine. I got so many sponsors. I'm so blessed. Early Shares, Magnum Energy Solutions, Espresso Marketing, Social Media 305, and, of course, Engineer Tax Services. And, of course, I want to thank you, my listeners. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, join our community, Facebook, comments, feedback, at Jim Fried, Fried on Business, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. I'm everywhere, Bruce. On the website, it keeps on going up.
You're like the Johnny Cash song.
I am everywhere,
man.
If you missed today's show.
That's what you got to play, AJ.
I will. AC next time. If you missed today's show, it'll be on the web, www.freedombusiness. This is Jim Fried. Next week, 6 o'clock. Why? Because I love it. I'll be here. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. See, I really say that. Now go out there and make it happen. AC, it is yours. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.